Now loading.
Welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Suspects a thing, Octodad. Octodad.
welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Today in the studio we have DJ Heather.
DJ Nelson.
Oh, and DJ Juliet. Sorry, I thought you were referring to yourself.
Well, we usually go in order.
I'm sorry.
You're usually second. But, you know, you're also DJ Mess It Up.
It's hard to tell because I always give you intense eye contact, so you can't really read my signals when I'm, like...
Prolonged eye contact.
Okay, so you could guess...
Copyright.
What... Our theme is today. It's not copyright infringement. It's I'll let you know what the last three songs, our opening songs, were. Maybe you yourself can guess what our theme is today. But the first one we did was "Nobody Suspects a Thing," the main song from Octodad, "Dadliest Catch." After that was "A Sinking Ship" from Dark Cloud, and that was followed by "A Thousand Leagues Below" from Shovel Knight.
Can I guess?
Yeah. Do you want? It's just Julia. Yes.
Kitchen appliances.
No. Do you want to phone a friend?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. What makes you think we're friends?
we're intense lovers. That counts.
You can phone an acquaintance. Oh, hey, Julia, you called?
Brutal. Brutal.
I would have to say, is it dad theme?
No.
I'm stumped.
I think we should play a couple more before
we
throw
a couple more before we tell. Okay. Let's go into Super Mario 64, Dire Docks.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. We're here again with Heather, Julia, and Nelson. So I know what the theme of today's show is for video games, and Julia and Nelson are still guessing. So
could you possibly give us a recap on the last two songs?
Yeah, you know that, I think that will help. So the last two songs, in addition to the opening three, was Dire Dire Docks from Super Mario 64, followed by Sink or Swim from Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception.
Julie, do you have a guess? I'm a little stumped here.
You know what? I do have a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Those clues really helped. I'm wondering. I think I got it. So, is the theme the pragmatism and the agricultural diaspora of the eco-radicalization of the subtropical disenfranchised statistical anomalies?
Oh, gosh, it's so close. I want to give it to you. But no, or no,
I don't know. Yeah. Nelson, that's really all I got.
I'm stumped. I'm drowning on this one. I'm trying to think, but
maybe
for
you
some
just
reason,
need to clear your head.
So lost,
some air.
Like lost at sea.
Some type of water.
Water.
Nah.
It's probably video games.
Yeah. Well, that's technically right.
All right, Heather, just give it to us. Just give it to us, man. This is humiliating.
Well, it's water levels.
Oh, jeez.
God.
From video games.
Idiot. I'm so stupid.
I should have seen that coming. No?
What are we waiting for?
I think we should just quit our day jobs.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's time to hit the road.
It is.
All right. Anyway, quick question for you guys, since it's water levels. I've always had a problem with water levels. I've always just remember in life being Sonic the Hedgehog and scrambling for bubbles to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's your general opinion on water levels?
Terrifying. I agree with that. Banjo-Kazooie, they had the bubbles, and it was like you had to go through tunnels of water, like barely make it out. It was nerve-wracking and terrifying.
Barely.
Yes. Barely make it. And then the water levels in Legend of Zelda, they're always really high. I hated them. But I love the music. They're always my favorite music. Hmm. But I really had a hard time with those levels.
I think I have the same sentiments. I think when you have to scramble to search for air bubbles, there's like this extra anxiety of being like, I'm going to die. I need to breathe.
I have to wonder, so, of course, you know, bringing up Star Fox 64, you know, the water planet, that was also stressful, but we also have to realize there was probably some really awesome water levels out there. Can we think of any games that actually did the water levels right?
You know what? I know Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time always gets... is almost the most infamous for water levels, being like, oh, the water level's awful. But I think because of the infamy, it makes the water level a little bit more enjoyable. I think that when I played it, I feel like it was, more enjoyable.
I'm going to throw it out there and just say that I actually enjoy water levels in the Mario games. Like the 2D scroller. Because I just like, I mean, of course, the only thing awful is the bloopers. Let's be serious. They chase
you. Oh my
god,
they're
my
fast.
Favorite characters, though.
But
you're slowly falling on the fish. There's nothing you can do.
I used to find it so enjoyable to drop down really fast, then press A and watch my arms flap and swim really fast.
Those actually gave me blisters. I was playing that the other day, and I had like blisters on my thumbs from that like smash. Like go go go. You know what is a good water level? Ratchet and Clank. The movie's actually coming out soon. There's posters for a movie for Ratchet and Clank. They had like a water planet, I guess, kind of the same idea as Star Fox. But they did it really, really well. You weren't always like underwater. It was just a watery place.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's go right into our next song, which is Aquas from Star Fox 64.
Thank you. video games, I always check the rating and content descriptors on the package. But there are times when I'd like more detail about what's in the game. That's why I love these new rating summaries. They provide an in-depth description of a game's content to help me decide if it's okay for my kids to play. Rating summaries are free and available on my smartphone or at home online.
For more information about video game ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
All right, so I just have a few facts for you from the previous songs that we played. So we just brought you Aquas from Star Fox 64, shortly followed by the Water Temple from Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. So earlier in the show, we played Die Dar Docks from Super Mario 64, and I really love this game. I think it's the first Mario game I ever played, and I just have an interesting fact saying that. So Mario was not always called Mario. He was originally called Jumpman because he originally is from the game Donkey Kong or Donkey Kong Jr.
Yeah, Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr. And however, Nintendo's U.S. office was trying to think of a better name in the time for the American release of the game. And while they were talking about what they should call Jumpman, their landlord, Mario Siegel, entered the room, whom they christened the character after.
Their landlord?
Their landlord.
Huh. Yeah.
After that, we played a song from Uncharted 3. And during that water level, there's Ramsey's ship is called the C Word. And this is a reference to Arrested Development, where the character Job has a boat of the same name. And I thought that was really cute.
Wait, from... Oh, it's a reference to Arrested Development?
Yeah.
In Uncharted?
Yeah.
The C word.
All right.
I like it.
So up next, we have a special song for Julia from Banjo-Tooie.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show with our water level themes today from video games.
We should do a water level theme.
Actually, yeah. I'm from New Jersey, and a lot of people say water.
Water?
Water. Can I have some water?
Oh.
Yeah, it's really weird.
They say soda or pop?
Soda.
Pop, get out of here.
Someone said water bubbler the other day, and I'm like...
Bubbla? Oh, that's a Boston.
I'm like, fountain? Fountain? Maybe I'm weird, I guess. Bubbler?
Yeah, it's like an old school New England thing.
Oh, it's so annoying. Anyway, so I have a quick off-topic question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to do with water levels, but... So we live our life with the good and the bad every day.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could compare that life to video games, just for a second... I want you to go and think, what would your final boss level be? What would that final boss fight be like?
It would be when I'm 80 years old and I'm defeating my college loans.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's just immediately what came to mind. It'll be a long journey. But I'll pay it before I die.
I will not go to the grave. Yeah, do you mean like our inner... demons boss level, or do you mean like what we hate? You give us an example. What do you mean?
Okay, so a good example would be, some people would say, oh, my final boss fight would be like a shadow version of myself. I would get into like pretend if it's, I don't know, some kind of RPG. Hmm. I'd be battling my shadow version, and they would copy my moves, and I'd have to figure a way around it.
Hmm.
So that's like kind of an example.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know how to fight. So the shadow, it would just be a lot of flailing in the shadow. I'm going to guess like a slime monster.
Okay.
It's supposed to represent like guilt and anxiety that just kind of like seeps into all of my life. I'll have to... And every time you squish it, it just splits into two. You know? Mm. It's like, yeah, you suck at that. It's like, well, but I don't suck at this. It's like, yeah, but then you suck at this and that.
That's actually a really good one.
That's a good metaphor.
Mine would definitely have to be my boss, but my boss...
Your actual boss. Yeah.
But my boss would be, like, Medusa.
Mm.
So, ooh. Like, I can, like, attack her, but if she looks at me, I'm like, oh, like, look away. I hope my boss
What would your weapon be?
My education.
Your education stick?
Mm. Oh, no, we already talked.
Protractor.
Yeah, it would
giant
be
protractor.
A giant protractor.
Mm.
And Heather's would be a checkbook. A very sharp checkbook.
Yeah, probably.
Or a credit card?
Maybe it'll be like folding origami sword or something.
Ooh.
Out of a check. I don't know.
Credit card ninja stars?
Mm. And your secret weapon would be a pen? That was erasable. They would never see it coming.
Just erase their arm off.
She'd write them a check and then she'd be like, psych, and then she'd erase
bounced.
It.
Bounced! Oh.
I had my first college loan I paid yesterday, so it's probably why it's on my mind.
It hurts so bad.
I had to take out a loan, $10,000 loan, to go to school again, to get a job. So guess what? I have to pay money to get a job.
That makes sense to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it, Heather?
No, I just tell myself that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. Aw, dang, these windows are locked. Otherwise, I'd just kind of jump right out.
And into the water levels. Let's keep going with this.
Yeah, speaking of dreams being dashed. We played Jolly Roger's Lagoon from Banjo-Tooie, and there's a pirate character in that game called Captain Black Eye. And in the game, he mentions that he once had a dream of being in his own game before a certain bear stole his glory. This is a development gag referring to an early history of Banjo-Kazooie, which was developed in 1998. The game actually began in development as an RPG who is a boy hero, and he has pirate friends. And Captain Black Eye was actually a pirate friend from the original development from Banjo-Kazooie, but after many reversions it became the game that we know it as today.
And I
never played after that. We played the Bubble Man stage from Mega Man 2, followed by the Great Sea, which the song that you play when you sail around the ocean in Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. And I first played this game as the HD remaster on the Wii U, and I really love it because there's a new item that was added called the fast sail, and it means that you could just like sail wherever you wanted without playing the song of the wind or something.
I like that sailing. I don't know, it's kind of
one of my favorite games.
Yeah, I really liked it too.
All right, so let's go back into it.
Thank you.
Groove evening, listeners.
A quick recap for you. We played Waterland from Kirby's Epic Yarn, followed by Slimy Spring Galaxy from Super Mario Galaxy 2, followed by Bestayed Island from Final Fantasy X, and the underwater theme from Super Mario World. So, you know, I found out something very interesting about Mario Galaxy 2 today. Mario Galaxy 2 is actually the most pirated Wii game for 2 years running. It held that title for 2 years. 2010, 2011, most pirated video game with over a million downloads each year. Huh. Good for you, Super Mario Galaxy 2.
People are not paying for you.
Yep.
How do people pirate stuff, man?
Oh, I get the joke. Pirate, like water theme still. Nice job there, Heather.
Nah, yeah. That's not what I was going for. Oh, that's what you were going for.
Yeah, it was absolutely intentional.
Oh, sweet. I once tried to pirate a Rosetta Stone, and like it pirated individual sound bites, and I had to like match them up. Oh, and there's just like 1,000 little bites on my desktop, and it was like supremely frustrating.
All right, so I have another really quick question. So we're on the topic of like water levels. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about like the elements, fire, earth, and all that. My question for you is, what element would you control if you could control one?
If we were benders?
Yeah.
All right. I think Nelson.
No, yourself. Don't judge me. That's mean.
I would like to bend earth, but I would probably bend fire.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope for water.
I would definitely want water, but I know for a fact that I'd get something silly like wind. And everyone's being like, yeah, Nelson, you just, the way you move is so graceful like wind. And I'm like,
floppy.
Are you trying to say I'm all over the place?
Is that
it? Great. I just want to be water and go with the flow. Jeez.
I just want to know what I'm doing. Be earth, have like a, it's like, yep, this is how it is, grounding, but nope, I'm full of rage flames. Even
but flames are passion, that's all that you need.
Yeah,
I never truly understood the whole element judgment thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what makes like water is calm, like, is that the description of water, like you're calm, you go with the flow, is that the whole concept?
Yeah, I guess.
But I feel like, but then wouldn't that describe wind too? Like, you're,
yeah, well, they have like complementing elements. So like the opposite of water is fire, but you know, water and earth complement each other.
I'm just a Hufflepuff and I'll accept it. Forever Hufflepuff.
Let's see, what's that thing with the door? So if there was a door and it was locked, Hufflepuff, Gryffindor would try to bust it down and like use force. Slytherins would try to figure out why it was locked. No. What?
I don't know.
Ravenclaws? Yes. Ravenclaws would try to figure out why it was locked. Slytherins would try to, I don't know what they would do, but Hufflepuffs would just ask to open the door, basically.
Slytherins would probably pick the lock.
Yeah.
Yes, Slytherins would pick the lock. That's right. Slytherins pick the lock. Ravenclaws would, like, figure out, like, what's wrong with this door? Hello? Things? And then, yeah.
What would Gryffindors do?
Just ask to open the door.
No, that's Hufflepuff, you said.
Oh, the Gryffindors would try to bust it open with force.
Mm.
Just like ram their heads into it.
Go Gryffindor.
Alright, so we got about 4 more minutes until the end of the hour, so we have one more song for you today to end our water level themed. This has been the Arcade Radio Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. The last song we're going to play for you today is from Donkey Kong Country. It is the Aquatic Ambience song. Any closing remarks for today?
Didn't you play? No, you played Donkey Kong 64, and that's when you got really angry.
Yeah.
Repetition's the name of this game. Yeah. I heard her screaming.
That water level drove her insane.
I'll save my thoughts on that game for another day.
Distant look in her eyes.